KEDM's Policy in a Pint takes a look at the minimum wage. The topic has brought out opinion for and against raising entry-level pay. In our conversation tonight, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 446 business manager Josh Palmer serves on our panel. Josh, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Josh, what is the biggest positive you see in the minimum wage going up?
Well, I think that if we raise entry-level wages across the board, that we might, in the construction industry, we might be able to target potential employees who would leave the lower-paying jobs and maybe look at changing careers.
What do you see as the main factor in whether companies follow the government's lead in raising wages?
I think the companies, the employers as a whole, are concerned about losing profits, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why nobody really wants to raise the minimum wage, is because everybody's concerned about losing jobs or losing profits.
Well, how does the discussion affect labor unions, you know, as far as raising that entry-level pay?
Well, our entry-level pay is already well above the current minimum wage. Mm-hmm. But if it's raised to $10.10 an hour, you know, naturally everybody's going to have to follow suit. And we would have to raise our entry-level wages to a certain position above the minimum wage, whatever that number may be, to target potential employees to convince them to come be an electrician or to come be a pipe fitter or a plumber or whatever the construction skill trade would be.
Well, you know, Josh, when we talk about skilled trade, one of the concerns that you hear quite often voiced is a lack of a skilled workforce in our area. Does that become a consideration then for businesses to perhaps not go up in pay?
You know, the lack of skilled trade is, it could be a problem. It could be. But, you know, we're always trying to convince people to become an electrician, because that's what I do. I keep referring to that because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Unless the wages are where people can live, no matter what it is, you know, we're going to lose employees working at McDonald's if the wages aren't where they can live. You know, so it's not just skilled trades, it's labor across the nation. Unless people can live and get out of poverty, you know, we're gonna see more and more people just staying home.
I think one of the interesting points, Josh, is some people point to, you know, raising the level to $10.10, maybe something less than that, maybe more manageable for business owners. Do you see that as a possibility?
I think that's a great possibility. I really do. I think it's a great idea. You know, we're seeing a lack of bipartisanship on a national level. And until people start working together and until people start saying, you know, let's fix this, instead of just saying that's a horrible idea, we're not going to see anything be done.
Looking forward to the conversation this evening. Josh Palmer serves as business manager with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 446 in Monroe. The conversation, Policy in a Pint, gets underway this evening at 5 o'clock at Jeff's Place on Tower Drive in Monroe. Josh, thanks for joining us this morning, and looking forward to the conversation coming up tonight.
Yes, sir. Me too. My pleasure.